You're listening to
Let's Talk Real Talk.
What is up?
What's up?
We back. Catherine's
back in action.
Mm-hmm. We can Starbucks toast to that.
Yep, you can see our Starbucks on the screen right now.
Got my mocha over here. What are you drinking, Catherine?
I got my iced chai latte.
Yeah, she's fancy over here. When I was trying to order it for you and I was reading it, I know how to say chai, but for a second I was sitting there, I was like, cha? Like, I couldn't pronounce it. And I was just like, what is this? I was like, I know it's, and then I said, I was like, it's chai. And I was like, that's fancy. Is chai like the,
it's like a tea, right?
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's a tea.
Is that like the green stuff, or what is that everybody's been?
Matcha.
What is the difference? Because there's, I know cha, tea, and matcha. Isn't it, like, healthier? Or, like, what are the benefits with...
I don't know. I know they have both, like, a lot of caffeine in them, but...
Oh, okay. Well, I know I'm drinking straight up sugar here. This is probably way too many calories, because a white mocha is just... Yeah, it's just a heart attack. But, you know, it's... Well, it was 10 a.m., but now it's 11 a.m. It's the best way to start the day.
Right.
So what is up, people? We are absent for a solid month. You know, we've had some personal family things and just life, and so it wasn't purposeful to like ignore you guys, but it was just kind of like it had to be put on the back burner. But we're back, and I wanted to start this episode off just saying I am amazed and thankful for all you listeners, 'cause recently we got another follower on Spotify, which is awesome, but out of nowhere, we have this app just to kind of see, like, how many people listen to our episodes and whatnot, and for a solid week, I got, like, a notification that we got, like, 40 views, like, in one day of, like, all of our episodes, and I was like, that is just crazy, and I know some people are probably thinking, that's not much, Courtney, or, like, for podcasts or anything, but it's a big deal to us, and it was also an exciting deal to see that you guys, well, I don't know, you could either hate it or love it, but it seemed like we got a lot more views when we had our friend Catherine Callahan on talking about social media, and to see that pop off was kind of pretty cool. So just want to thank all the listeners, and thank you guys for continuing to listen to us and to support us. So, yeah. Want to say any thoughts? Or Catherine's embarrassed.
Okay, here we go. But yes, thank you all for listening. We really appreciate it. We love all the views and plays and everything. Everybody's following us, especially even all you all on Apple as well. Mm-hmm. Or Apple Music. Is that what it's on?
Apple Podcast or something like that. I'm not an Apple fan, okay? I'm not supporting it, but...
But anyway, Apple and Spotify, thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Mm-hmm. So Catherine's been not acting weird. She's just... She's out of the groove, because do you want to tell them where you've been lately, Catherine? You want to move a little? I'll move this closer to you just in case it tracks your voice.
So recently I was on a cruise. I went on a 7-day cruise this past, about a week ago now, mm-hmm. I would say. And so we started out in Miami.
Well, do you want to say, it's not like you're shitting on them. So do you want to say what cruise
line that you? Norwegian.
Norwegian.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of them. But okay.
Yes. There's Norwegian, there's Carnival, the Disney Cruise Line.
Yep.
Royal Caribbean.
Royal Caribbean. That's a popular one I've heard.
I think we're going to try that one next time, if we ever go.
But this was your first time
going
on a cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I went with my mom, and she's been with Norwegian before. That was her first time. So she's only been on two. So.
And what were... I know you're going to get more into the depths of it, but what were your overall rating for your first cruise ship experience? Like, out of 10?
I guess I would say, like, an 8 out of 10.
Okay, that's not bad.
I wouldn't give it a 10 out of 10, but, like, it was definitely an 8 out of 10. It was definitely a unique experience, is what I would say.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of fun, and I was grateful for all the places that we went to. Beautiful weather, getting to see different cultures, and just life outside the U.S. was really interesting to me. But there was also some hectic times with this cruise.
Well, do you want to first kind of, I guess, describe, like, what was your schedule? I know you were about to go into it, but, mm-hmm. like, you all had to get there at Miami to get on the ship, but then where did the ship take you throughout the, 7 days?
Yes, 7 days. So the first day we were at sea, and then we arrived at the Dominican Republic on day 2, or day three, I guess. And then we went after there to St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands, as well as Tortola, which is,
and you said that was a pretty place. I mean, your pictures, it looked pretty beautiful.
Yes. St. Thomas was really beautiful. We went on a excursion where you got to just tour and go up to the mountain, which was the highest point on the island, to see a 360 view of
That's cool.
I really like that. And we got to see Magellan's Bay, which is pretty popular in St. Thomas. So.
Okay.
But we didn't get to go visit, but we got to see it from high up.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to Tortola, which is kind of right next to the British Virgin Islands. They have like a bunch of islands all together, not connected, but they're like within around all each
separated.
Other. Mm-hmm. But they're not that far to get to each island. And then after that, we were at sea again, and then we went to the Bahamas, to the Great Stir Cay, and they have an island there that they own, and basically we got to sit out on the beach all day and go in the ocean.
I could be wrong. My mom went somewhere with one of her ex-boyfriends years ago, but is it the Bahamas that have wild pigs?
Yes, there was swimming with the pigs. That was one of the excursions that you
could have done. Oh, that's weird. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool, though.
And then they have an underground botanical garden that you could have gone snorkeling with, but we didn't do that, unfortunately.
When you say, like, botanical garden, do you mean, like just beautiful corals? Because there's not actual, like, plants underwater. Well, I mean, there is plants, but, like,
I think it's just, kinda... like, a coral reef. And
okay.
You can see different kinds of fish and all kinds of stuff like that.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. But then after that, we came back to Miami on day 7.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was about a week long. So it was a very interesting trip. We did 3 excursions. So the first one we did in the Dominican was like, we rode buggies. So like basically ATVs is what they call them. And we went hiking.
So jealous.
We got to slide down a waterfall.
What?
On the way down. Like we
is it like those YouTube videos where the, like you're in a little, not a cannon, but like an enclosed thing and you slide your body down?
Well, it wasn't in, like, we slid on our bodies, but it wasn't in close, but yeah, you, like, slid down there. It's like, mm-hmm.
It was Dude, really... I am jealous. Do you have any pictures of this? You have not
no,
shown me.
No, we didn't get to get photos of that because we couldn't have our phones because they would get wet and stuff, so we didn't have any waterproof cases.
You didn't have any waterproof cases.
Yeah, if we would have known about this ahead of time and planned more accordingly, we would have known.
Do you have any photos of the buggy?
We do have photos of the buggy. I would
love to see this.
I'll show you a photo of the buggy.
Because that sounds pretty fun.
Well, I don't have one, like, of the actual buggy, but that's us in the buggy.
Oh.
And that's what they look like.
Yeah, those are cool.
And so that's kind of, like, what it looked like the whole time. That's, like, we went over, like, rivers and streams, which is pretty cool. And we got to see some of the life there. Like, there was a guy on horse, like, corralling his cattle. Like, taking his cattle around.
And he's like, what are these people doing here?
And they had dogs with them, like, herding, I guess, you know, the cattle and stuff. Or, like, I don't know if they were, maybe they were goats, but, like, at least some type of farm animal they were.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty cool. And then the second thing we did was we rode a, we did this thing in St. Thomas, like I told you, where we rode around, and it's basically like a tram. And we rode to, like, the highest point and got to see all the pretty landscape and the architecture and all that stuff of St. Thomas. And they're also having a festival going on downtown, which I thought was pretty cool, but we didn't get to see it, unfortunately, because you're only there for a short amount of time each day.
Yeah.
And if you do an excursion, you're pretty much, that's your day.
Mm-hmm. And you kind of had to soak it in, right? Because, like, this was years ago, but maybe I'm curious if you had the same experience. Like, my mom... Apparently, I've heard, like, when you get on, like, even, like, boats and stuff, it just makes you really exhausted. So, when it's the days you have excursions, you're kind of like, oh, we actually have to get up and hurry and do all this because you don't have as much time at these places. So, even though you're tired, you're like, you gotta go, go, go.
Yeah, 2 of our excursions, we had to be there by, like, 7 a.m.
Oh, jeez.
So, we had to get up at, like, 5:30, eat our breakfast, and then
get off the boat. 5:30? Oh, God. I'd be, like, sleepy halfway.
I know.
Like, yeah, this
so
is great.
In some ways, it's, like, it's a fun vacation, but then other ways, it's, like, oh, I'm getting up this early.
Also, Catherine is very sweet. For you guys who don't know, I collect pins, and sometimes some of my friends, when they go on trips, they bring me back pins, and she got me a lovely little, what does it say on here? It's, what is it from?
It says it's the Gettysburg flag.
Yeah, but where did you get it from?
I got it from Tortola in the British Virgin Islands.
Yeah, so pretty cool. I am jealous, but I'm also happy. That's pretty cool. Okay, so now we want to hear all the juicy things. What are the things you hated about a cruise ship the cruise ship, or like, what are the weird things you've seen? Because she mentioned stuff vaguely to me, the weird things she saw happening, but like, we haven't gone more in depth in it. But I'm just curious, because like, when I've never been on a cruise ship, but when I hear about cruise ships, people are like, oh my god, I love it, there's so many activities on the boat. But I'm like, when I hear about it and I see how massive they are, I'm like, wouldn't you get sick and tired of being surrounded by so many people? Like, so I'm curious what your thoughts are on that, like,
it
the crowds and
like,
everything.
We were on one of the biggest boats with Norwegians, so there's like 4,000 people on that boat.
Jesus.
Yeah, so at times you can imagine there's a lot of people. And especially the buffet, which was up higher on the boat, which is the main area, which is open not 24/7, but it has like breakfast, lunch, dinner, afternoon snack, like different stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That was always really packed. And like the pool area, it wasn't as big, so there wasn't much room for you to swim in a pool. So
because it was crowded.
Mm-hmm. So that was the only downside. But I guess, you know, cruise ships, they can't have bigger pools.
That's true. But I mean, I guess it all works out right when you go on these, what are they called, excursions, because you have the opportunity to go to like a beach.
Yeah, there's I think a lot of them, if you, depending on which excursion you pick, you can go swimming and stuff and spend and do that for the day.
Mm-hmm. So your siblings were on this cruise ship, right?
No, it was just me and my mom.
I did not know that. I thought it was your
Craig
mom
stayed
and
home.
Craig and them.
No.
Okay, never mind. Because I was about to ask, I thought, I just figured your siblings went, so I was about to ask, what did they think about the
oh, no.
The
one
teen
of them, she doesn't want to go on a cruise because she's afraid of sinking
or something.
Oh, but sinking,
yep. Like the Titanic.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't blame her. Yeah, that's pretty cool. But yeah, that's hectic. How did it feel like being on a boat like more than 24 hours? Because like, I know you said once you got off, like, being back, it kind of felt weird, kind of sick and motionless. But do you constantly feel like kind of not scared, but like sick? Like feel like, do you feel the movement of the ship?
Yes, definitely. At times you feel the movement of the ship, especially like we were eating at dinner. We were sitting at the back of the boat, like where the engine and stuff, mm-hmm. is, and you can feel it like doing this. And it was, I did not like it. You can feel like you're going like this, like up side to side or something.
At least it doesn't sound like it was like extreme. As have you seen those YouTube videos where it's like the people who like ship, like their job is to get like the crabs and stuff for like the seafood restaurants.
Oh, yeah,
and like
no.
The guy's like walking in one room and he just slides down the room because they're just like driving that,
mm-hmm.
Not driving, but
the waves and
the
stuff.
Waves.
Yes, that's how it was like when we got on, we had to get on a smaller boat to take us to the island in the Bahamas because they didn't, mm-hmm. have a port built there. And like it was tied up next to the cruise ship and like the waves hitting it was like this. Back, oh my gosh, like that.
Seasick.
Yep. It didn't, like, make me feel that bad, but it was definitely, I could not live my life on a boat like that.
So, Catherine, what is the weirdest, not weirdest, but tell them a little bit. What was something weird you saw? And it cracks me up, because something, hiccups or whatever that was. I don't want to say it's something very local, but something you see, I don't know all the states that they're in. It's something you see in Texas, in
Kentucky,
and maybe some other places.
Oh, I saw somebody carrying a huge Bucky stuffed animal. Oh!
Whoa.
The Bucky squirrel, right? It's a squirrel, right?
I thought it's like a beaver.
Oh, is it a beaver?
Or like,
yeah.
Some kind of, it's not a squirrel,
whatever,
but
it is. It, that was the,
yeah.
Stuffed animal wearing a Bucky shirt.
Oh my gosh. Was this a kid or an adult?
No, it was an adult.
Okay. And didn't you say you saw, like, the whole family just be dancing and playing around with the Buckies?
Well, they weren't dancing with the Bucky. It was dancing around the table.
Oh, okay. So the Bucky was dancing around the table.
I don't know if it's, like, a family memory or they love Buckies, but hey.
Yeah.
I've heard lots of good things about Buckies. We need to go again.
Yeah, okay. Maybe if we make, like, videos of this, or if we... I don't know, because I guess you get in trouble when, like, YouTubers, when they vlog in stores, but, like, making a vlog, a trip to Buckies, that
yes,
would be entertaining. Because
sure
I've been once, but it was with my ex, and it was the day before he broke up with me. We were just hurried there to get some beef jerky. Is
mm-hmm.
that what that is?
They sell some there, yeah.
Oh, my God, they have a wall of their own specific beef
yeah.
jerkies. It's crazy, and it's pricey. But, yeah, I would love to go back to actually go fully, like, thoroughly slow in through all the other things. So they're selling jewelry, purses, all kinds of stuff. But
reminds me of Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Cracker Barrel's cool, though. Bucky's is...
Yeah.
Bucky's. Cracker Barrel doesn't have a mascot, and they don't sell t-shirts of said mascot, and socks, and matching all kinds of clothes.
Pretty sure they sell Bucky's boxers.
Yeah, I think they sell Bucky's, like, PJs or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... The fact that you saw that on a cruise ship kind of
cracked
me up.
Well, I saw it, and I was like, oh my gosh, I would not think I don't know, just where we were, I just, yeah.
Yeah, watch them be like, Grandma, we gotta pack bookies, we gotta have the stuffed animal for the, I'm sorry, excuse me, I don't know why I'm doing a southern accent, we're in Kentucky, that's just my thought process when they're like, we gotta make sure the bookies is going with the cruise ship.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, jeez, that's funny.
But it was really interesting to, like, there was a lot of people that spoke different languages on the cruise.
Really?
Mm-hmm, like French, Spanish. I thought that was really cool.
I was about to say, Dutch. At those islands, I don't know, like, what is their main
language? The Dominican Republic, I'm pretty sure, was Spanish.
Okay.
And then I think the other two, since St. Thomas is, I think, a part of the U.S., I'm pretty sure, still, it was mainly English. And then Tortola, I think, is a mix of English and Spanish.
So. Oh, well, that's pretty cool.
I could be wrong, so.
See, I am jealous of people who know multiple languages. Because I know I took French in high school for 2 years, but I can, all I know is bonjour, je m'appelle Corny, et toi? That's the only thing I can remember.
No more than me than in Spanish.
And, but, like, I wish I could, like, when I hear some things, like, spoken in French, sometimes I can pick up, I can kind of remember or know what they're talking about. But it's just, like, I wish I could fluently be able to speak a second language like these people. Like, I'm impressed. Because this is a little bit off-topic tangent, but I don't know if you guys have been noticing recently, a lot of celebrities are going to Tokyo recently. Like, Charli D'Amelio. How do you say your last name? D'Amelio? My favorite podcasters, Heath and Zane, they went... Oh, I thought someone was coming down here. They went a few weeks ago and they did a podcast episode about it. And I have two friends in Tokyo. One actually lives there. She's from Japan because I met her in college. And then my other friend, she's in college. She went there, studied abroad, so she's going to school at I don't know what the name of the college, but I was talking to her recently because I was like, I feel like when you go to different countries, it's respectful, I feel like, at least, to know some language and to be able to communicate in their language stuff. And she was just telling me, because I said, I would love to at least go to Japan or Korea at least once. And she was like, Courtney, she's like, there's girls that I've been with for like 2 semesters in Japan. They don't know any Japanese and they have been able to get by so easily. And I was like, really? I'm like, that's just crazy. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, but I am impressed with people who know more languages. But yeah, that's really cool and crazy that you got to do that. So, I guess, I'm losing my train of thought. But for anybody out there who want to potentially, you know, go on a cruise ship or, you know, I guess think about planning trips like this, what advice would you give them, or, like, advice of, like, how far in advance should you be booking these trips or, like, figuring out everything? Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't that far in advance that you guys booked this trip, was it?
Say, when did we book it? Like, I know I requested off way earlier than we booked it, but... I don't want to say Christmas. I think it was, like, January, February...
Okay.
I think it was after my mom got back for her trip, and that was in January, correct, when they went to Roatan. So I think that was, sometime in January, and then we left at the end of April.
Okay, so it's not that hard to find cruise ships and kind of book them.
No, like, of course, this cruise ship, this was the only one that, like, with Norwegian that fit my dates that I had asked off with, but still, it's really good places, but, like, I know a lot of people like to pick their boat and, like, where you're going, and, like, you have to plan excursions and dinners and
plane trips, you know, to fly out there.
Yes. And also, what was I going to say?
Were the flights hectic to...
Yes. Well, getting there, it was fine. Coming home, we were wanting to get an earlier flight, and there was earlier flights. Well, there were storms all that day, so... We sat on a plane in Florida for 3 hours.
Jeez.
Then got to Baltimore. Sat in Baltimore due to a delay. Then we finally got on the plane. Got on the plane, sat there for an hour and a half, 2 hours, just to be told that there were no pilots.
Oh, my gosh.
Their shift was up, so they can't fly anymore just for safety reasons. To only then be told that we couldn't get a flight out. Thankfully, we were on another flight somehow, that where it left at 10 and we could get, or left at like 11 and we would get home at midnight. So, yeah. Thankfully, we got home at, like, 1 o'clock in the evening. Or, I mean, in the morning. But
in the morning.
But we made it. Yeah, that was a terrible day of traveling. And I think you're right with the dehydration thing.
Oh, you think that's what you are?
Yes, but with the motion sickness and stuff. So, yeah, definitely if you go on a cruise after when you get back on land, you're going to probably feel like, ooh.
Drink some H2O.
Yes, because we went and, like, we used the spa part of the cruise, and, like, they had a steam room and a sauna. Mm. You can only imagine, like, you're also getting dehydrated from that. Plus, yeah, being out in the sun, I probably did not drink nearly enough water as I should have.
Are you drinking tropical drinks like, ooh, margarita, sangria?
At first, I drank, like, a pina colada. Of course, I hated it because I just don't like, I don't like strong liquor like that.
Yeah, when you taste more of the liquor instead of the fruit.
So then I'd either drink Angry Orchards or I just drink virgin pina coladas without the alcohol, and it tasted just fine. But yeah, definitely drink lots of water because now I am definitely paying for it. Still.
Speaking of water, we're going to shift over to a different topic. I know we've mentioned this in a few episodes, so I wanted to tell you guys that I've been fully committing to it and sticking with my words in my goals for this year. Catherine already knows most of this because, besides catching up with her today, because we haven't seen each other in a few weeks, we caught up with a few of our friends. We went to this amazing, cute little festival. It's called Asian Lantern Festival at our zoo, and they go across to different zoos, and it's just this beautiful lights at night. Like, they have, like, panda bears. I'm trying to think what else. Didn't they have that elaborate, massive dragon or...
Dragon. Mm-hmm.
Things, and it's very
flamingos.
Beautiful. Yeah. Flamingos. So we were catching up. We all went to dinner before and, like, talked and be like, because some of us, we haven't seen each other in a while, so we're like, how is life? Are you dying at your job? What about new booze? You know, any dating things and stuff like that. And so I just want to tell you guys, I finally went through my first round of scuba diving classes.
Woohoo!
Which, that was not what I expected. I'm going to, I guess, keep this really short because I think I'll have more details once I fully pass the open dives. But so it starts off at the pool, and I guess I'll give you guys this information too for anybody who's interested and want to pursue this. First of all, gear is pretty expensive. I don't know if all scuba diving places let you rent or like make you have your own, but before you take the first set of classes, you have to have certain gear. So you had to have a reel, which is $25, a surface marker buoyancy, $40, fins. Fins start around $150. That was the cheapest I could get. And then boots, you had to have boots. That's the boot you wear to put on your fins. The cheapest start around $66. Snorkel, that could be $25 or more expensive, depending how of a fancy snorkel you want, because certain ones block out water. And then a mask, the basic ones start at $66, but some were at $100 or $83. It just depends what you want. And so those are all the required pieces you have to have before you do your pool dives. So going into this, I had to study. There's an online book. You have to take these online exams, for practice, and you had to, memorize these things, which is crazy. I don't know the percentage by heart, but, Catherine, it's weird. We get most of our oxygen from the ocean. I want to say it was, 75 or 85% of our oxygen is from the ocean, which blows my mind. So, yeah, that was wild to learn about that. But, so part of this process, you have to study. They go through all the PowerPoint slides, and then you have to pass an exam first. You have to get 85 or higher on the exam. And it's not as hard. They kind of help you before the exam, with some answers and things. And it's all about learning about, your nitrox, the oxygen stuff, and kind of how you can't just, rise to the surface if you go 30 feet below and things like that. And I don't know, it kind of got me a little bit scared. But then the next day we moved to the pool. So 2 days was just full pool. And I was like, oh, this can't be bad. And at first they start off, they make you do basic swimming. They make you swim 8 laps. So you can go hardcore, you can do a casual swim. They just want to know that you're able to do it. And we just want to figure out your pace. And so I guess when I was getting scuba certified, my understanding was I just thought they just teach you how to scuba dive. No, that's not what they do. They put you through every single emergency situation that could happen. And that was terrifying. Let me just tell you. Well, okay, everything else, it wasn't really bad. So my class was really small. There's probably five or six of us. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you get on the suit, which, oh my gosh. So, like, I'm like, the tank is, like, what, maybe 20, 25 pounds. And I'm not thinking it's that bad. You put it on, you connect your BC. Gosh, I'm just trying to remember this whole process. First of all, getting a wetsuit on, excuse my language, is a pain in the ass. Because I'm, like, I literally scraped, like, half my skin just trying to pull this thing on because it's so hard. I'm getting hot and sweaty just trying to put this heavy thing on. And, like, I was like, get my hand in here because you want the suit to be as, like, as tight-fitting as possible to kind of conceal the warmth of the water when you're underwater, especially if you're going to go scuba diving in a lake and there's, like, cold water. But then they put my BC on. They're like, are you ready for the tank? And I'm like, yeah, I can't feel that bad. And you put it on. I'm like, oh, dear Lord, I'm going to fall backwards. And so it's really crazy that as soon as you hop in the water, you're like, this is nice. I can't feel the weight on me. Because a lot of the crazy things is as soon as you get out of the pool, like, you feel, like, the weight pull back on you. But, yeah, the crazy thing was, so they teach you, like, situations where if you ran out of oxygen, how you had to do signals, like, tell your buddy, because you should never scuba dive alone. Tell your buddy, like, hey, I'm out of oxygen. And so we had to practice stealing somebody else's extra backup thing, putting in our mouth, and how to, you know, to rise back up to the surface and things like that. And the one thing that really scared me, which you guys might, you can call me a baby if you want, but I know there's people out there like me. I know, Catherine, you do you still hold your nose or do you not?
Mm-hmm, sometimes.
Okay. So let me just tell you, I passed through every single of the hardest sections. Like, they're like, you, like, my instructor was impressed. He's like, you guys are, you know, accomplishing these really quick. We're, like, ahead of schedule. And I was like, wow, this makes me feel good. And then this is where I had trouble. So they teach you at first, like, that, you know, there's going to be times, whether it's in the ocean, the waves are wild, or it's, you know, scuba diving at, let's say, the Georgia Aquarium, something can happen where a fish might knock off your goggles or something. So they taught us at first how to, especially to, your goggles are going to get cloudy with the water, so you need to learn to open them a little bit and get a little bit water in and just hold the tip of your goggles and blow out to kind of clear the cloudiness, because there's also this liquid you put on your goggles before you go underwater so you don't have the cloudiness. Mm-hmm. But so I did that, and that wasn't that hard. Then they told us one of the things you have to do to pass, you got to fully take off your goggles underwater, so you got your mouth thing in, and you got to act like your goggles got knocked off, put them back on so your goggles are fully submerged with water, and you got to hold it down, the pressure, and blow out. And I was like, okay, I'm not good with not holding my nose, but it was weird. So I took my goggles off, and it felt like I was kind of suffocating, because I was like, no water was going up my nose, but I had to sit there, and what is it when they say sarcastically when people get high, like, your breathing goes from auto to, isn't it manual or something mm-hmm. like that? I guess it felt like that. I know that's a bad comparison to drugs, but, like, I guess it felt like that. Like, I had the thing in my mouth, and, like, I'm breathing, but I had to sit there and be like, okay, idiot, breathe out of your mouth. I mean, in and out of your mouth. And, like, I was literally sitting there, and I was like, I had it in my mouth, and I was like going, because I'm like, just breathe. And so then I put the mask on. And the hard part that got me is as soon as I would start blowing out my nose instantly, I guess my instinct, since I hold my nose a lot, is that I immediately wanted to inhale, which started having me gasping. Because I got halfway, my instructor kept on telling me, he said, you were almost done. You got halfway of the water out of your goggles. But that's when I start gasping and I went up to the surface, which when they teach you all this, they have you at 4 feet water. So, like, you're below, you could easily just rise up, but it's still... Okay. And then they eventually bring us down to 12 feet at the pool. But yeah, so that was scary, and I had a hard time. And I guess the anxiety kind of got to me, because it's like everybody else, when they make you do all these, you're underwater, and, like, you have to, they do each person one by one. So you're watching everybody else accomplish it, and you're like, oh God, they're watching me, and I keep messing up, and I keep failing. And so I was really scared. I was like, oh my God, is this the only thing? Is this going to be the reason why I can't pass? And, you know, I went home because, like, he told me we could do it the next day because, like, I was just getting so anxious, which apparently that's a common thing, because some of my coworkers, they didn't get scuba certified because they had panic attacks or anxiety attacks, and they just couldn't finish it, because when you're underwater, when you're so submerged with water and you're breathing and things happen, it does feel weird to the thought process. You're like, oh shit, if something happens, like, I could die, like, or I'm just submerged with water, I couldn't escape. So I could definitely see how people feel like that. And so it was scary. And so the next day, luckily, which is something I got to practice, but luckily the instructor came back, he talked to some people, and you're actually allowed to hold your nose. So that's what kind of helped me. I could take my goggles off without holding my nose, but what I was able to do, which they allowed me, was I could pinch my nose while I had my mask on, so I can take a breather, blow out, and then pinch it again so my nose wouldn't automatically inhale. But yeah, so that was the only scary part. Everything else, all the hardest things, like learning to rise to the surface with somebody who, you know, their mouth thing isn't working and I'm like saving their life and stuff like that, that was not hard to me. Just this thing was hard, especially when we had to take off the mask and then swim a little bit farther and put it back on. It was just like, oh Jesus. And so I have to do that again when we get to the open dives. But yeah, scuba diving's crazy. It's a weird experience just being under, I haven't gotten to go to 30 feet yet, but just going to 12 feet in the pool, like, you have to control your buoyancy, learning how to float. Like, our instructor was crisscross applesauce floating in the water, watching us as we're all crawling at the bottom of the pool, trying to learn how to float a little bit, pumping a little air in our BCs and stuff like that. And it's so weird to think, because it's like, it's peaceful, because it's like, you can't talk to anybody, and like, you're sitting there breathing, just watching it all. But then it's also scary, because it's like, the only way you can communicate is with the certain, like, kind of hand signals and like, and things like that. So it is kind of weird, because you're just like, if you panic, you're just like, you gotta remember not to panic in like scary situations. So it's it's a wild time, guys. But I will say, if you're really, you know, if you really want to do it, I would recommend, like, just chase your dreams, man. It's scary, but, you know, it's like they say, you need to put yourself out there and face your fears. And then maybe if you realize it's not for you, it's like, hey, at least I tried it. Because there's a moment I was afraid that I wouldn't be able to do it, and my mom was like, hey, she's like, I'm proud of you that you've gotten this far and you've done all the other things. So, you know, I was scared. I was like, oh my god, am I gonna be able to achieve this, or I just paid all this money and I'm just gonna have to sell my stuff. So, you know, don't give up, I guess, is what to say.
Don't give up, that's right.
But yeah, besides that, I wanted to talk a little bit, because I guess people not in Kentucky, I guess they don't realize how it's nonchalant for us, but yesterday, Catherine, what was yesterday?
The Kentucky Derby.
Mm-hmm. The 149th, mm-hmm. Is that what year? Yeah. Yes. And we saw that, what was it called? Mage. Mm-hmm. Won. Here's the crazy thing. We're from Louisville, but it's like, people, it's so weird to watch on TV how, like, celebrities from different states or like in LA get so hyped and they put them on TV about like the Derby and stuff, and the Derby happens every year. We're just like, oh, it's a Derby again, cool, because there's all the festivities and, you know, the half marathon stuff, because a lot of people, if you're from Louisville, a lot of people we know, they always either run the half marathon or the full and just things like that. So it's just like, it's weird how, like, locally it's so nonchalant for us, but like everywhere else people are like, it's a big deal, it's the Derby, and I'm just like, oh, it's another year, cool. Or like people I knew, like I want to say my ex, who is from, you know, a few cities further away in Kentucky, a very small town, I think he mentioned once, or him and his buddies were like, oh, it's a big dream to at least go to the Kentucky Derby once. And I'm like, really? Go at least one? I mean, you and me, we went to Oaks, we've never gone to the Derby, but I'm like, it's so, I don't know, nonchalant, because people our age and stuff, it's so expensive. Like, my cousin used to go to the infield, and it's not that great. You just drink, you get wasted, and they just watch all the races.
Of course, I think this, I don't know, I think the years that we've been, they didn't have food trucks, or at least, I don't remember. Oh, maybe. But they're adding that in now, so I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah. But it's just so funny how, like, living in Louisville, it's just such a big deal, because, like, I remember, which I don't know if your grade school did this too. I know in high school they didn't make a big deal out of it, but like when I was in grade school, we had a full week of Derby activities. So like every grade had to do something specific. They created fancy hats, or like we did the run for the rose and it was like the kids sprinting, or like the eighth graders, they got to play volleyball against the eighth grade teachers. So like they created their teams and we played volleyball against them. And then it's like, it's so weird to think we had a full week of fun activities just for this event in Louisville. Like, it's just, I don't know, it's wild. I just thought that was crazy to think. I don't know. But that's just me. Catherine, you're probably just like, I still think the Derby's cool. I don't know.
I like just the spring, though, and summer. Yeah. Like, coming to summer. I guess I like what it kind of marks, but yeah. I get like the whole, everybody's like, oh, it's the Derby, and they come from all around.
Yeah.
And those big, I think on Oaks, like, after Oaks, they have those big galas and everything.
Yeah. Well, also, here's a funny thing, which I found out one of my mom's friends went years ago. Who is that, they're like a celebrity. They live somewhere in the Highlands. They have that massive house where, wasn't it Rachel's sister or somebody we knew try to sneak into the party? Because it's like celebrities go, like Jack Harlow and stuff.
Mm-hmm. He was there.
They're like aren't they like, it's a sister company or
yeah,
like
they're,
sisters.
They're like twins, they're sisters, yeah.
But what are their names?
I don't know what their names are, but it's like the Brown Stable.
Yeah, so like someone like that. They have this massive house and it's like, it's a big deal. That's where all the celebrities go after Derby, and like we've known people in the past who've tried to sneak in and get on the list, but my mom years ago, she has her best friend just somehow always knew people. She was either dating a guy who was famous on the radio and he got to go, so she's gotten to go before, and I'm just like, it's just crazy to my mind to think that there's just some big celebrity party in Louisville. I don't know, like, just Louisville, it just such seems like such a chill place. So to know that we have this massive event every year just kind of blows my mind. That people so hyped, even that, you know, this year they had a horse from Japan. Like, that just blew my mind, because I was like, I think it's probably happened in the past before, but I was like, I didn't know that horse racing was so big in Japan.
Yeah, I did not either.
So that was weird. But yeah, Catherine, I know you didn't, I think last time we talked about, like, our goals this year and stuff, you didn't have many updates, but I think you can update now that you've been doing a lot with them, volunteering.
Yes. So I've almost achieved my goals for that one. So I've started with the Humane Society, and I volunteer with them right now. I try to do it, like, once a week, but lately with vacation and work and stuff, I haven't been able to. And then also with my new job coming up that I got, I probably won't be able to do the area that I've been doing recently volunteering. So that makes me kind of sad, because I don't think they do it on the weekends. So I'll probably have to switch to a different area. But also I'm getting to volunteer at the horse farm this upcoming weekend, Mother's Day weekend on Saturday.
Oh, that's exciting.
They're having an orientation, and I told her I was able to come, and it actually worked out with my work schedule and everything, so that was exciting. And then, I guess my other goal was the new job, so I got that.
Yeah, I was about to say, do you want to... Oh, God, it's still recording, sorry. Problem. Do you want to talk about that? Because I want to say, how many episodes in general you've been like, that's my goal, I want to, you know, get a new job or get out of the ER and stuff, and like, you know, we've been all hoping, and it's like, it's finally here, it's finally happened. I mean, you got to be so excited, like, yes, I don't want to say like dream job, but wouldn't you consider this is like a great area that you've been kind of wanting to work in?
Yes, I'm very excited with the area that I got hired into, and I think we've been doing it for, I don't know, when did we make, I think we made them in January, right?
Or was we made the goals in December, right? That's before right. The new year. But I just want to say, in general, besides that, I take that back, because you weren't here when we made our first episode in like months, when it was about red flags in March, when I was still dating my ex. And then we started picking up making more episodes again when we had the episode about the breakup. So maybe it was only in December that you've talked about this.
I think it was, yeah, December.
Yeah.
So it's been a few months, but just with persistence, and I kept looking on their website, I was able to get a job, so woohoo!
And that's something we can make an episode, you know, maybe that's something we can talk about once we get our buddy Spencer on this episode, because we were supposed to get him on this month, and just our schedules, it didn't work. And I think there was a day that I was going to film with him, but Catherine wasn't able to come. And I was like, this doesn't feel right. Not doesn't feel right, but like, I don't want to actually be like, I told him and he agreed as well. I didn't want to kind of rush it and make it a poo-poo episode. I want to make sure when he's like on our podcast, that it's like a really good episode and not rush things. So I told him, I think it'd be better if we rescheduled, which we did. We haven't picked out a date, but I think that'd be good to have a topic where we kind of talk about jobs. Because I think a lot of people out of college think it's going to be so easy, but, like, some people don't know, like, dress attire and resumes and have to keep on trying. That would be something cool to talk about. But, yeah.
Yes, definitely a lot of, like, going through multiple interviews and stuff, but don't worry, it's worth it in the end. Like, eventually, the right job will work out. I just knew if it was meant to be, it was meant to be, so.
That's true.
And then I think those are my only goals that... I don't know, saving money, definitely working on that one. After this upcoming Friday, my car will officially be paid off.
That's woo-hoo! Crazy. That's exciting.
So that'll be done. And then
you're like, whoo, less payments.
Yes. And then I think, of course, student loans start up. But anyway. Mm-hmm. But then.
RIP our bank accounts.
Going on a cruise, I think I made that one of my goals. So I've done that one now as well.
Yeah. Which this would be, I guess, maybe an individual. Well, maybe we can bring it tied in with Spencer if we talk about sports and stuff. This was random. I didn't tell you guys. This wasn't. Well, I guess one of my goals was to get back in running. But this was out of the blue. And now it's made me have even more crazy dreams. Sorry. I don't know why, but it feels like my nose. You know what? Like, you know, you don't have a runny nose, but it feels like it's leaking. I'm like, I feel like that. So I'm like, Jesus. But in 2 weeks, my crazy butt decided to sign up for a 7-mile race. Because my coworker, today she is running in her first marathon. It's the Flying Pig in Cincinnati. So, woo! Good luck, Carrie. You're going to kill it. Her goal was awesome. To run, I think, under 4 hours. So, I think she'll do it. She'll be able to do it. So, she's a crazy runner, and she has kind of motivated me to get back into doing races. So, I've been running up to, like, 5 or 6 miles. So, I was like, you know what? Sure. I wanted to originally do a 10K. I think I told you guys that. I wanted to do 10Ks. And this race didn't have a 10K. They had a 7-miler. So, she was like, it's only one more extra mile. Why not? So, I was like, yeah. Because they had cool medals and stuff. And I was like, you know what? Sure, I'll do it. Because they get, like, this specific, like, artist. He makes an elaborate, like, piece. It's, like, a beautiful horse medal and stuff like that. So, apparently, it's a big deal, too. Because some people pay to get, like, the print of the artwork or something. So, yeah, I'm doing that. But then here's the crazy thing. And I guess if you guys are in Kentucky, you could possibly apply for it next year. Because they just hit their limit of runners.
Oh, wow. So, it'll be a full race.
I'm talking about the team beef. So not only my running races, which I'll tell you guys, because of my coworker, she helped build a strategy with like a training program, because there's some website of this guy she uses who's really great. He kind of helps if you've never ran any races before, how to start, what your schedule should be like, or if you're at this certain pace or whatever. But she also told me there is a company out of here, but I don't know what their website, their farm, but they're called Team Beef. And what they do is they have up to 50 runners. You have to apply and get approved, but they give you a jersey that says Team Beef, and you run basically, you know, advertising them that like beef is not terrible to eat for like protein for races and stuff. Cause people, you know, hate it cause it's like red meat and like bad for your heart, things like that. And so based on, they have a list of specific races in Kentucky or like the Boston Marathon, things like that. That if you run these races and you wear their jersey and you take a picture like at the finish line that you wore and stuff, they reimburse you for the race. So like, let's say this race I'm running now cost me $70 to register. If I run in my Team Beef jersey, they will pay me back the $70. So it's very like nice. If you're big into running and you do a lot of races, they cover up to $300 a year. But you also, if you want $300 covered, you have to do more. You have to do, like, some volunteering thing with them and stuff like that. But that's a pretty good deal if you're doing multiple races. So, based on this 7-miler, I told Catherine, and I think my coworker has kind of motivated me, and especially seeing people our age that we know did their first marathon at the Derby. Mm-hmm. What is it called? The Derby? What is, like, all the activities? Is it Derby Festival? Yeah. It kind of motivated me. I think once I finish this race, I'm either going to try to sign up and do another half marathon or actually finally say F it and train for a full marathon. Because think about it. I mean, I'm 24 years old. I could be like my coworker and, you know, wait a couple years. And cause she didn't run it when she was my age. She just got into running a few years ago, but it's just like, you know, if I stay consistent with like staying in shape and stuff, I'm like, this is, like, the best age to do it now, you know? I mean, if I wait later and I'm not as hardcore into it, I could be slow. So, it's like, why not? So, yeah, that's the one crazy thing that I'm gonna do. So, I'll keep you guys updated on that one. Besides that, Catherine, what else do we have planned? We're prepping for, well, we have our concert, which I also told you guys I'm going to my first punk concert next Thursday. So, I'll tell you guys how that went. Or goes, because I'm a crazy scared about the people crowd surfing and things like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we're prepping to go kayaking in a cave two Sundays.
It's in 2 weekends,
yeah. Yeah, so it's the day after running my 7-mile race. Yep. We're going kayaking. And then we actually found a place. We haven't booked dates or like talked about friends if we want to do multiple people, but possibly riding four wheelers. I don't know if they're really called four wheelers because they have the cage at the top. Like they're
fully razors.
Razors. Yeah. So there's this cool place. I've been doing research and I found a website that they actually provide rentals because all the other places you have to have your own or things like that. So we might be driving some razors this summer or like fall. So
and then we're also going to the lake.
That is true. Yeah, gonna get those tans in the water,
ride the jet ski, go tubing.
Yeah, and then
jump off some rocks.
Once I get certified, I'll give you guys more updates of how that experience was. But I'm a part of the club at the company because they give you a free membership for the first year, and they have trips where they go to these places. And so I might do more scuba diving. And then once I get certified, me and my mom are actually going to schedule our dates, but I'll be going to the Georgia Aquarium. So let you guys know how that experience is, because they got whale sharks. Apparently, my coworker told me when he went, they actually have hammerhead sharks in there and other stuff. Because I was like, oh, it wouldn't be bad, stingrays and whale sharks. And they're like, Courtney, there's other sharks in there too. And I'm like, oh gosh. And now this might be a little TMI. That kind of scares me a little bit because...
Are you in a cage though when you're in there?
No.
No?
No, you're not. You're just with the trainers and stuff.
Are they just behaved to not...
I guess. I don't know. Well, but here's the thing that scares me. And this is, I guess, a little bit TMI for a female. But just a few, like a month or two ago, I recently just got off birth control because I'm no longer in a relationship. And let me just tell you guys, it depends for every single woman and it reacts to stuff. I hated being on birth control. It was like a nightmare. I didn't feel like I was in my own body. I didn't feel like my own skin. And now I'm off of it. And so... The only thing that scares me is making sure you plan a trip when you're not on your period. Because, like, that's a scary thought process. It's like, do they smell that? Do they know? And they're just like, dun, 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 dun. Like, just kind of like, yes, there's a snack over here. Like,
but I heard they'll still attack you even if there's not blood, so.
Oh, well, that's lovely.
So I'm like, Courtney, are they well trained? I mean.
I don't know. They're like, a juicy arm. That looks tasty. Let me just take a bite into that. I just,
Well, hopefully people are doing it. They don't attack.
Yeah, which this is off topic, but when you said shark, when we said sharks, it made me think of like wildlife and stuff. You know the I never can pronounce their last name, the Irwins, or you know Steve Irwin.
Oh, Steve
Irwin. Uh-huh. I cannot say his last name.
Yeah.
You know, of course, Mindy is married and she has a daughter, and she's our age. She's 24 and has a kid, and the kid's like what, 2 or 3 years old already. I'm like, what the heck?
Mm-hmm.
But her younger brother is 19. And, like, everybody is, like, I guess girls younger than us are, like, simping over him all over TikTok and stuff. Because he's just, like, they're, like, he's good looking and he does all these crazy things. Well, recently, he got a girlfriend. And I've seen it all over TikTok. People are, like, that girl should have been me. You know, that was my dream. Like, it's just, like, it's, like, as if he's, like, he is a celebrity because, you know, they're known and famous. But not, like, the celebrity in a sense, like, a musician and stuff like that. But people are going crazy that he has a girlfriend and, like, that he's taken. They're, like, oh, my gosh, that's my dream. And I was, like, oh, jeez. But I don't know. Sorry that this is, like, random conversation, guys. We haven't talked in a while with each other, and we were gone for like a month, so these were kind of the things that have been happening this past month, and I guess I wanted to touch on them. But yeah, and then I guess maybe one of the upcoming episodes, since I've been volunteering more with possums and raccoons, I've gotten a little education on wildlife, so the things I didn't know, so that would be fun to give a little edumacation for things people don't realize about wildlife, because they're like, raccoons, they're scary, they got rabies, they eat your food, and possums, they're ugly little things, and they just hiss and look like they're dead, and they're actually more cooler than you think. Our goal is still to get our friend Spencer on here. There is another friend. I don't know if she's still interested. She made it sound like she was interested a while ago, but she's a teacher, so we just never planned any dates yet. But I think she'll soon be out of school because, you know, what is it? Summer's starting soon.
Mm-hmm.
But my friend, she runs these crazy ultras, like, you know, 50 miles and things like that. And I would love to just get her on this podcast just for, I don't know, like, because when I knew her in college, her family was big into running. Like, her sister did it in high school and stuff, but she just was never big into running. And then since she graduated, she went on this whole kick of, like, hiking 8 miles and doing, you know, all these crazy runs. And now she does, like, these ultras. And I'm like, how do you just randomly go from, I'll run 3 miles to, yeah, I want to run 50 miles today? Like, I don't get it. So I would love to interview her and see what she has to say. But yeah, that's all in the works. And maybe who knows? Maybe we'll do a trip to what's it? Bucky's.
Yeah, it's in Richmond, so maybe
we'll. And we'll do like a episode, like our experience about Bucky's.
I wish we could fit it in when we go up to your place for kayaking, but
I think
it's, well, how far is Richmond from here?
Richmond's 30 minutes away. Oh. It's not far because we would go to it when we were heading to London, Kentucky for my ex's family. It's that way, but we could always do it on a Saturday if it's not the right route.
Oh, yeah, we could just
because
do it Saturday. If we're doing that on Sunday, I keep forgetting
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because if we're going on Sunday, that's a different route from Richmond. So, yeah, we could do that because we'll also have our buddy, our other buddy, Catherine, that we had on the podcast, so we could give our thoughts and what are some good deals at Bucky's and what might be interesting.
We should do that then. I was like, because it's not far from your apartment, so I was like, well, we could just do it then since we've already got a thing planned.
That is true.
Or if not, we could do it in July with when I come for the concert.
Oh, but yeah, I'm that's like, true.
We can do it both, either one or
But yeah, I mean, I know we keep talking about our goals and things. I mean, we're just excited that we're, I guess, accomplished this. Because if I'm going to be honest, the past 2 years, I feel like I have not done anything with my life. And not saying that if you don't have any goals and stuff, that's not. But I'm just, I guess we're trying to motivate you guys. Like, you know, go out there and just do it. Even if you don't have a goal or, like, you know, plans of how, like, you want things to happen, just figure it out. Just, you know, not figure out, but, like, just go with the flow and, like, you know.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
Oh, no, I didn't mean to cut him, but I was like,
no, I'm you weren't
surprised,
cutting me.
Surprised that it's been a year since I've graduated and been in her, or been
yeah.
in my career, so.
But that's exciting because you're like, haha, now I'm not like fresh meat out of college.
I mean, I guess technically I still could be, but no, yeah, I'm just grateful that I've made it to a year
yeah.
in my career. Like, I'm like, wow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it blows my mind to think I've been at my company for a year and hold up. January, February, March, April, what, May? A year and 5 months. Wow. So I'm getting closer to, like, 2 years. Mm-hmm. That's weird to think. But, yeah, and that's another thing we could talk in our next episode. Sorry, guys. I know you guys are probably just like, why are you all talking about things to talk in our next episodes, but then, like, not talking about now? But I saw something on TikTok, and it did make me think of, like, a situation I have felt, I guess, after college and working a full-time job. But this guy was on TikTok. He's like, does anyone else feel like this? He's like, since I've graduated college, he's like, you know, I go to work, then I get home, I go work out, and then make dinner, and then I go to bed, and then I repeat the process. And then when it gets to the weekend, he's like, I only get 2 days, and I go back to work. And he's like, I don't know, just my parents and family, like, you know, growing up, they're like, oh, life is so great and things are going to be so great. But then it's like, once you get out of college, he's like, is there more to life than this? And so I guess that's kind of, maybe that's kind of what we're trying to show you guys with the things we're doing outside of work as well, that like there is more to life than just working, going, eating, sleeping, working out, like, just, you know, I don't know. But, like, he was just talking about how he just felt like he had, I don't want to say no purpose or things like that, but, like, we've all felt that way. So maybe that's something we could also touch more on. But, yeah, I just want to say thank you guys for giving this listen. Now that we know more people are listening and finding our podcast, you know, we are definitely going to put more thought process into it and try to plan these out a little bit better.
Yep, and they should follow us on Instagram, because, like, we could always do something on our story where they could tell us what they want to hear about
more.
Yeah,
that's true. Or, like, I've been trying to fill these out, and I really want you guys, if you listen to this on Spotify, please try to answer. But sometimes I put a question on there, like, you know, what are you guys interested to hear about? Or, like, kind of polls, like, about goofy things that we've talked about. So if you listen to us on Spotify, you know, please fill those out. We really want to hear back from you guys, because we want to know, like, who's listening to us, you know, why, and just all those kinds of things. And I know we don't post as often on Instagram, and we're really trying to find more interactive ways to be more engaging on that platform. But thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate it, and we're really grateful for you guys to continue to follow us when we don't post for a month, or like last year how we didn't post for a solid 5 months until March of 2022 or something. Mm-hmm. So yeah, thank you guys for listening. We'll hopefully be back in May, so June. Yeah,
yep.
So be sure to look out for our June episode coming soon.
Woohoo!
See you guys.